Thank you for tuning in to Not Just Girl Talk with Tiffany and Ashanti. Make sure you got a beverage in your hand. Sit back, relax, and engage with us. Thank y'all for tuning in to Not Just Girl Talk. I am your host, Ashanti.
And I'm your host, Tiffany.
And welcome back to another week of us. Thank y'all for continuing to show support and love. We thank you, thank you, yes. Thank you so much for that. And y'all already know how we do. So before we get started, Tiffany gonna let y'all know where you can tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend about Not Just Girl Talk.
Yes, yes, yes. Please make sure you guys are following us on IG at notjustgirl_talk. Again, that's IG at notjustgirl_talk. Also, follow us on our Facebook page at Not Just Girl Talk Podcast with Tiffany and Ashanti. Again, that's Facebook, Not Just Girl Talk with Tiffany and Ashanti. And we're also available on YouTube at Not Just Girl Talk Podcast. Again, make sure you subscribe and follow us on our YouTube channel at Not Just Girl Talk Podcast. And of course, we're in the Twitter universe at Not Just Girl T. And lastly, our bubbling TikTok account at Not Just Girl Talk Podcast. Not Just Girl Talk Podcast.
Yes, definitely make sure y'all tune in. And please be subscribing to us on our YouTube. We have had a lot of subscribers come in week after week. So we definitely appreciate that. If you have not subscribed, please go ahead and do so. Join the team and the family, you know. We love to have you a part of us. So beverage of the day. So I'm going to start off. This is juice.
I'm not judging.
It is just in my wine glass, but it's a, I think you pronounce it Suja, S-U-J-A. It's a healthy juice that I get from Sprout. It's really good. Okay. I know Tiffany like.
Hey, I'm not judging. I
What you got? You got some naked over there?
No, actually, I am doing actually a different wine, and I know it's a Dulce something, but it's Dulce something, but it's a sweet wine. It's pretty good. Cause I knew I had to re-up on my wine, cause I was running low. Just had the Moscato sparkly, and I was like, I need a little.
You said it's sweet? Is it sweet as Moscato or not as sweet?
Sweetest Moscato.
Oh, okay. See, I don't like sweet wine. I like a Chardonnay. See, I like Chardonnay Grigio. Too,
but Chardonnay I can do, but that's like if I'm going out, like that's, I know it's strong enough. If I'm just want to sip and relax, this is, so see.
Yes. Anytime I sip, I need a little buzz. I can't just be sipping to be, you know.
You like don't waste some calories on
I sip. Need like a if yeah, I'm a exactly. sip I need to be like a little
sip
bit
with a purpose. Sip with a purpose. I get it.
So let us know what y'all drinking on the sipping on while y'all listening to us. So what's your weekend week been like? What you been up to? What's been popping?
Girl,
did you say Halloween?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We had Halloween, and I don't know that we didn't record Halloween. So, man, that was just an adventure. So we went to the mall. They did the little trick-or-treating there. I'm like, yeah, that's enough. We went out to eat. I'm like, good. We done carved and painted our pumpkins. So I'm team mom. And you know, it was our homecoming. So it's our homecoming and Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And TSU homecoming, which I don't know why they keep doing that, but they do. But I'm like, I'm about to kick it. You know, I'm doing all this. Didn't. Mm. I was painting and carving pumpkins with my babies. I just couldn't.
You ain't going out at all. You ain't going out. You ain't kicking.
No. The weather, too. That can throw me off at this age of mine. I'm not. Mm-mm. It wouldn't. I wasn't about that. So we end up doing trick-or-treating with the girls at the mall. Like I said, did the pumpkins and tried to get into the house, and they had already started my neighborhood girl. So I had to go around the neighborhood too. But they had a good time though. They had a good time. Good. So much candy that they know they can't eat all of, but they had a good time, and that's what it ended up being all about. My babies.
Okay.
But how was your weekend, or how your weekends been?
Well, you know, since I've been down, can't do too much of nothing. Can't barely walk. But anyway, I digress. So, the kids, they did go in the neighborhood with their friends and hung out. Actually, so the twins are in seventh grade and Jade in eighth. So the twins come to me when they 12, they'll be 13 this year. It was like, Mom, it's this party. We want to go to this party. We got invited to a party. I was like, okay, that's fine. What time the party start? 7 p.m. Like a nighttime party? Like, what time is over? They was like 11. Y'all going to a 7 to 11?
Listen.
When y'all start going to the 7 to 11 parties? So I'm like, oh my goodness, it is really happening. I have a house full of teenagers. Like, life is really hit, like, oh my goodness. So I did let them go, but they went with Jay because the person that invited them, it was a guy. He's in eighth grade with Jay, but he know the twins, you know. So everybody went. I went over there. It was outside. It was a nice little gathering. But I'm just like, wow. I don't have no little babies. When they went to the 7-11, boy, girl, you know, hangouts.
You know.
They're not little. So this weekend definitely was kind of like, ooh, it was different. It was really different. Little eye openers. I was like, ooh, okay, you know, I'll let y'all go. But oof. So it's like that right now for us in my space with the kiddos. So that's pretty much happened to me. I realized that I don't have the babies no more.
Yes, and it's crazy that you're in that space and I'm in the space tired because I'm having to do all the, you know, because it's exciting for my small kids. Yours can do it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They can go around neighborhood.
Well, I like to take them. This year, unfortunately, I was not able to take them, but I like to drive them. Well, I drive them normally.
But they're capable
normally.
Of doing it. They capable of getting out, walking.
Mm-hmm. But then it's not nerve-wracking, but I was like, are y'all together? Make sure you're with your brothers. And, you know, make sure where your sister is. Don't leave them behind. Yeah. You know, so all of that. But, yeah, they was able to go on by themselves and hang out and trick-or-treat it up. So I was like, dang, what I'm going to be doing. Next year, I'm really going to be chilling. I guess I got to stay at home now and pass out the candy.
Yeah. My neighborhood, they was passing out candy. We ain't had no candy. So, but we were trying to get them because I think they had to use the restroom before we went to walk around. Mm-hmm. Girl, somebody rung our doorbell. Like, we ain't have our lights on. I think it's etiquette. My lights ain't on. I ain't got no candy. But I'm taking my kids to the candy for your folks. I did feel trifling. Just don't judge me.
I may have to be passing out next year because they
I think they I might have like, to. I had to be conscious of it.
Yeah, they like deuces, Mom. We got this. I'm like, dang. All right. Okay, girl. Mm-hmm. Let me moving into our sip on it or speak on it. Tiffany, what topic we got for today? Y'all make sure y'all got y'all some of y'all here to sip on. Because that's why we have our beverage of the day. Then we have our sip on it and speak on it. So make sure you got your beverage. Make sure you commenting. Yes, commenting.
Yes.
In the section. So Tiffany, what we got for our sip on it or speak on it?
Well, you know, this is probably gonna lead into our topic today, but so I watch Red Table Talk every once in a while, and I see Will and Jada in the headlines, and I'm like, oh, what done happened? And it, apparently on her show on Facebook Watch, Red Table Talk, she was just saying, I think they had an episode over sex and things like that, how to keep the spice in your relationships. She was just saying, she was being honest, I felt. But a lot of people, I guess, because from a previous Red Table Talk, it was a bit controversy around her with her entanglement with August Alsina. So, you know, they like whatever she say that's kind of downing or seen to them, they just took it and made it a headline that she said that she wasn't satisfied with sex in her marriage and all of that. And I don't take stuff for face value. That's why I said, let me watch what she actually said, because I didn't watch, I hadn't watched the episode yet. And she was just pretty much like, you know, they've been married 20 years and it's hard to keep a healthy sex life. I think she was being honest, and I think anybody that has been married that long wouldn't say you any different. Yeah, so she was getting that, and she was like, I think it was a clip they took that she said, well, she expects her significant other to maybe know what she wants and things like that. But I think it was all taken out of context. I really do.
Because I would agree.
She didn't. She was just saying how it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to communicate and about sex, but it doesn't mean that you're not happy having sex with your husband, you know.
I just right. And at that certain 20, it's about 20 years.
Exactly.
So within the course of 20 years, yeah, there are going to be some great hot moments and some dull, dry moments. I mean, you've evolved as a person. Think about that as well. When you look at, I look at it also from an age perspective. So think about at the age that they are, over the course of 20 years, things have changed from one age to the next, before kids, with kids. Like, you talking about a lot of stuff that happens in that span of time that can definitely cause a strain on the sex life.
Yeah.
So I'm here for her comment, because she can definitely express how she feels, and I don't think it was in a negative manner, and kind of talking about their sex life, if you will. It was more so expressing how she's felt throughout the course of their sex life. And just, I'm going to say, just being a woman and just in a marriage, experiencing the different phases that marriage and sex brings. And I don't think it was nothing negative on him.
Yeah, and the comments were just dragging her. Like, they were like, well, you need to pack your bags and go. If you don't leave, you ain't got no, you know, balls and all of this stuff. Like, they was dragging him. Like, one, I think Will don't care nothing about what y'all saying, because he good. But it's just like, dang, how she get backlash over just giving her her opinion that is validated because she's been married 20 years. I think her opinion was validated. So I don't
know. They just don't want to give grace. You know how people are. They don't like to give grace because of her entanglement with
all this. You need to leave her and all of this. Well, you need to stay in your relationship. How about that? Yeah. If it's
acting like you out here popping it up, just popping.
Yes.
Come on now, stop it. If we go and ask somebody who you'd have been with, what they gonna say? Mm-hmm. What's your wife gonna be saying? So
I feel like you can't judge if you're not in the same situation. Have you been married 20 years when you're making these comments? So have you, you know what I'm saying? Or are you married and making these comments? So, you know, it's several levels. So I think that,
you've been around making the comments,
right? Because
if you've been around, it's always fun.
Yeah, you can assume stuff all day, but when you're not, yeah, let's just watch with the opinions on somebody else's marriage. Like, I just, that's her show. She do it. I like it. And a lot of people watch it. So, you know, and people run with it. I think people didn't probably even listen to it or read what was said. Read the transcript. I think they was just like, oh, Jada, the headline said, Jada embarrasses Will again. Something like that. So, whatever.
Oh, I can see that. So let us know what y'all feel about the topic. I'm sure y'all have already seen it. But if y'all got something to say, tell it, put it in our comments. And if you don't have nothing to say, you know, just take a sip on it.
Yeah.
And this is actually a good segue. Into our topic of discussion. So our topic for today is, Tiffany, you want to start with it or?
Yeah, so
okay.
with that controversy and, you know, we wanted to know pretty much, can a sexless relationship survive? So say relationship, because everybody's not married, but you may be in committed relationships, but can that survive? You only know what your relationship, what your expectations are, but can you survive that? And I just thought that was something good to give an opinion on and just talk about. Let's chat it up. But yeah, I pretty much think that it just depends on the expectation you have for sex. We did an episode on love and dating. Go back and check it out. Where we had talked about five love languages and, you know, physical touch. Physical touch is not just sex. It's holding hands. It's the cuddling. It's the, you know, affection, just kissing and things like that. So it depends on what's important to each other. So the first thing, you got to communicate what you want. How do you know if it's sexless? Are you not happy with that? Are both of you guys on the same page? That's the first thing that you got to determine. But I think it just depends. The first step, like I said, is to communicate. And what is, who's willing to compromise? Because that's always going to be, because if somebody says that they're not happy or in this relationship and or marriage, then that's when you got to put steps or ignore it if it's worth fighting for. So if it ain't worth it, you're just like, you know, whatever. But if it's worth fighting for, I do think it's worth trying some different things. Like I know Tia, one of the twins, her and her husband schedule sex. And I was like, who schedules sex? At first, when I heard it.
I heard her say that.
I was like, who's scheduling sex? I'm like, dang. 2 kids later, I'm like, you know what? I kind of see where she's going with that. You know, kind of like, because it makes you, or it holds you accountable. It holds you accountable in your marriage. In my case, my marriage, like, it holds me accountable. Like, oh, if we were to schedule sex, like, oh, I know. Can't. See, I'm not, but I'm saying that, I don't think it's a bad idea.
I guess for me.
But I've considered it, like, because I think you can get lost in life. Life be life. And as we said, you can get lost in it. You worried about kids, the job, the make sure the household running, all of these things. And if your significant others, their number one love language is physical touch. That's part of it. It's not all of it, but are you putting that energy and effort into that? You know?
So. Okay. So I agree with the expectation part, but also for me, what are we basing that on? What makes it sexless? Is it how much? How often? Because some people drive is different. So if you saying, yeah, we have sex like once a month, once or twice a month, you should be good. Like, what's up? And your spouse is like, no, whether it be the male or female, he or she is like, no, I need 3-4 times a week. You know, so I think we have to also go back to, like you said, expectations. But in setting those expectations, we also need to know what is that you consider to be sexless. Is it how many times? Is it the intimacy part? Because also I feel like you can be intimate with each other without being physical. So just like you said, the cuddling, the touching, the affection, like all of those things can definitely be an intimate moment without the physical activity of sex. And if it's lacking that, somebody may consider that as sexless. Because let's say, for example, I'm having sex with you. Yeah, you want to have sex, that's fine. But then the steps leading up to having sex are missing. The cuddle, the kiss, the caressing, all of those things are missing. So I would consider, okay, some would say that is a sexless marriage because we're missing all those important intimate elements before we actually get to the physical part. So that's something that I would consider as well. And this goes back to expectations, knowing what each other wants. Now, the scheduling, because my mind, I'm just like, okay, today is the day. Like, see, but that, I don't know.
My therapist says that's helped. She's like, if you don't schedule it with your spouse, schedule it with yourself so that you're not, you're being intentional. Period. I was like, so you know that on this day or whatever, or however often, I'm just going to initiate too. So not only are I know this my night, but you know, you're going to put effort and initiate all of the above because I want, you know, to show that I'm putting forth an effort or you're putting forth an effort. So that's kind of a good idea, you know. Because I do think life is just, you get caught up and things like that. And I think that people, or men and women, go through different phases of sexual urges, if you will. So I think like women in their 40s, they reach their sexual peak. Men, It ain't, you know what I'm saying?
So it ain't the same.
I'm not going to say it's everybody, but I mean, that is statistics show that, like, you know, mm-hmm. if a woman just want it, and then the guy can't keep up, it doesn't mean it's sexless. It's just, that's the phase you're in. But if you're married or you're in a committed relationship, how do you deal mm-hmm. with that going forward? I think the only person that can tell that it's sexless is if they're saying, a significant other is saying they're unhappy with the amount of time that you're having sex. And if that's the case, I mean, I do feel like in a marriage, you need to compromise. But I also think you need to look at all of those love
languages. I was just trying to say, I like the compromise.
Physical touch. We say physical mm-hmm. touch and all this. Yes, the cuddling and all of that. But we don't need to leave out what is your significant other's love language. Because, you know, like we were saying in that love and dating episode, hey, mm-hmm. if you do something, I ain't got to think about it. If you are acts of service for me, mm-hmm. it's going to be more readily available because you've done something I ain't have to think about. And you're just yep. helping. So that, you know, so it's things like both of you guys have to get on the same page when it comes to that. I just think that, can it survive? Absolutely. But I mean, the only person that can determine that it's sexless is your significant other, you or your significant other. You can feel like I ain't right. enough or whatever. And so then you deal with it accordingly by compromising and saying, well, let me be intentional about my acts going forward. What can I do? Because if it's worth fighting
and
for,
I think it's about right. And also, when is this conversation being brought up? Like, sometimes it can be too yeah. far gone. Now we're discussing it in a more not a conversational environment, but more in an argumentative environment or more of a hostile environment. So somebody may not be receptive to the information. So I think you need to, like you said, in y'all compromise and conversation, it needs to be brought up sooner rather than later, especially if it's something that's bothering the parties, whomever it's maybe bothering. Because sometimes, believe it or not, the women be like, hold up, you need to... What's up? What's going on? Because then most women get to thinking like, okay, you doing something else? You with somebody, like, what's going on?
Yeah,
you ain't did
right.
X, Y, and Z. You ain't touched me. You ain't this. And then he probably over there thinking like, I'm just going to see how long it's going to be before she try to initiate something. You know, so yeah. now we're playing read your mind games.
Yeah.
See. So, I mean, it's the truth. It happens. So we got to start communicating with each other. And that way I think it won't be perfect. Nothing will be perfect, but at least the conversation is had and at least the expectations are set and both parties are aware of what's needed. So can a sexless marriage survive? Nope.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. But now,
I think if you're willing to work, it's your willingness to work towards it being better.
Well,
both parties being happy.
Yes,
if
both parties can work to a common goal and they can rejuvenate their sex life, yes. But if they don't work it out and they just kind of say, well, we just don't have sex in our household, no, the marriage yeah. cannot survive.
And then, like you said, what's sexless? You know, like I said, mm-hmm. a significant other has to determine that if you're feeling that way. But I mean, if your mate is saying, I need to have it 3-4 times a week, well, you know, the compromise might be 2 times a week. Can you handle that? If not, then that's a situation where you're not willing to compromise. So you're not, that's that willingness to work towards it. Mm-hmm. Of course, you got sex therapists and all these things. And, like Jada, like, I mean, you've been married, like, in that sip on it or speak on it, mm-hmm. married 20 years and then you're married a long time and life be life and kids come and all of that. So that has to be taken into factor too, you know, and it can be yeah. male or woman. I think you're going to go through mm-hmm. different peaks. Yeah.
Yep. So it's going to definitely be the highs and the lows. But if you all stay in that low valley, you'll never come up. No, we just stay down there. No, we're not. The marriage is just yeah. not going to survive.
You're not working towards it. And then, like, if your significant other may be okay with once a week or what, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, mate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or, you know,
and people sometimes you have.
I don't have my phone. I was going to look.
Well, sometimes people have spurts.
Yeah,
you know, like you may be like, "Oh, we had sex."
Let me see if I can.
4 or 5 times, like back to back to back. Then all of a sudden, we just got a spell. Then nothing's happening. So I think it's just about what y'all kind of decide to do.
Yeah, I wish I could look up like
what you were trying to look up.
The average amount of time couples have sex. What's normal or average for couples to have sex in committed monogamous relationships?
We got to be specific. Monogamous, yes. Not just
yeah, with each other, not others. Because, you know, when we say, I have to say monogamous because, I mean, I, you know, and it's different for dudes because they can, you know, be done.
Okay. A study in 2017, this was just came up. I mean, I know that's kind of old, but it stated that once a week.
Once a week. Interesting. Care, life.
Just normal sex in marriage. It says that's in 2017 study found that the average adult currently enjoys sex 54 times a year, which equates to about once a week. So the average is once a week. So anybody going for more than that, you know you're overachiever.
You ain't doing something.
You're overachiever.
Yeah, I think in the world of COVID, though, something spiked up, though. I think after COVID, because people were around each other, either they hate each other or they all over each other. Because that's when you see the COVID babies. That
So, yep, that was in 2017, though. But, yeah, once a week.
Yeah, well, thank you for looking it up, friend.
So, if you're having sex once a week, you are within the average that you're supposed to be having sex as a married couple. Okay? Yeah. And they say enjoying sex. So let's start, you know, that's important.
That is important.
That's the key word right there.
Because you can, I mean, I would think your significant other going to be like, dang, you sitting up here looking like, all right, come on. And you not into it. That's a hurt to your ego.
It can be, but some just don't care. They may
just
not
on
care.
On a mission.
Just, hey, I just got to give me, let's just get this done.
On a mission.
Oh goodness, y'all, let us know what y'all think. Can a sexless marriage survive? Let us know your opinions. If it's something that we didn't think about, that you are, you know, you can say, well, what about this scenario or this scenario? Put that in our comment section. We'll love to communicate back with you. Definitely. And then we'll talk about it on our next show as well if you put a comment in. So definitely let us know what you think about the sexless marriage. Can it survive?
Yeah, let us know, you guys. Please, you know, let us know because we saying overall, one saying no, I'm saying yeah, but with some ifs, you know, in there. So it can't just be yes without work. But yeah,
I like that. Okay, Tiff got our soul food. Y'all already know we like to leave y'all with something to feed your soul for the week. Tiffany, what you got?
Yes, so our soul food for this week, since we're talking about relationships, either whether it be marriages or just committed relationships, I wanted to talk about partnerships or find something on partnerships. So soul food for this week is the strength of a team, is each individual member. The strength of each member is the team. The strength of the team is each individual member. The strength of each member is the team.
Come through, Tip.
I'm trying to say it takes both of you. It takes all of us working together.
Yes. So that's our soul food. Let that feed your soul for the week. And as we wrap our show up, it's two things that we want you to do when you're listening to Not Just Girl Talk. Number one is refill your cup.
And vibe with Tiffany and Ashanti.